This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices is asking a federal court to put on hold a ruling that would allow political parties to donate unlimited amounts of money to campaigns. Corin Cates Carney reports.
On Tuesday, a Montana District Court judge struck down limits on contributions to candidates. The judge said the limits were unconstitutional. When that happened, Montana's old contribution laws went into effect, except for the laws capping how much a political party can give. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell says he spoke with the Attorney General's office and they will ask the judge for a stay that would restore the current limits on political party contributions for 2016.
The reason you have limits is to create a situation where candidates, political committees, and the public have some certainty about how elections are going to be funded. If you don't have limits, then you're into the possibility that you could have incredible amounts of special interest money coming into the state.
Indiana-based attorney James Bopp, who represented the plaintiffs in the case and who has challenged campaign finance laws across the country, says there is no evidence that limiting the amount political parties can give will negatively impact candidates seeking election.
It's really ridiculous to think that a political party would corrupt its own candidates by exchanging contributions for, you know, a promise to vote this way or the other. I mean, political parties are simpatico with their candidates, not seeking to corrupt them.
Before Tuesday's ruling, state law capped total contributions from political parties to candidates, ranging from $850 per election for a state House candidate and just over $23,000 for a gubernatorial candidate. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Real estate businesses, building contractors, and well drillers are asking the Montana Supreme Court to reinstate regulations that allowed residential subdivisions to drill multiple water wells without first obtaining permits. Attorneys for the groups argued yesterday that the justices should overturn a judge's 2014 order that the regulations violated the intent of state law. The regs said wells that draw less than 35 gallons of water per minute are exempt from permit requirements, even if they draw from the same source and are for the same purpose, unless they're physically connected to one another. Plaintiffs led by the Clark Fork Coalition say the rule created a loophole that allowed subdivisions and other large users to avoid permitting requirements and deplete millions of gallons of water by drilling individual unconnected wells for their developments. Governor Steve Bullock met with utility companies and advocates for energy efficiency and low-income Montanans in Missoula yesterday. Montana Public Radio News Director Eric Whitney reports.
It was the second in a series of roundtable discussions on energy that Bullock's hosting across the state. The governor said efficiency is
generally recognized the cheapest of any new energy sources that we might have, and also a significant job creator.
Jim Morton with the Human Development Resource Council in Missoula said programs to help low-income Montanans make their homes more energy efficient and lower their energy bills are underfunded and fragmented. Patrick Corcoran with Northwestern Energy said his company rewards its customers for making energy efficient changes or upgrades at their homes and businesses.
You'd expect the utility to have an incentive to perform these duties. Right now, we don't have that incentive. Actually, we're being penalized.
The penalty comes, Corcoran says, because when their customers save energy, that means lower energy bills and less revenue for Northwestern. He says that until about a year ago, Montana's Public Service Commission used to allow utilities to adjust their rates to recover some of the revenue they're losing by encouraging customers to be more efficient. Some of the 16 other people Bullock met with offered ideas for making it easier for governments, businesses, and homeowners to finance energy efficiency upgrades. Thursday morning, Governor Bullock will address the Northwest Energy Coalition's conference in Missoula. On Monday, he'll be in Colstrip for the next round of his Energy Roundtable tour. The governor's come under fire from many in the coal-dependent town for what they say are insufficient efforts to keep the power plant there open. Bullock defends his record, saying that last week he met with Colstrip Energy executives to talk about the plant's future. I'm Eric Whitney.
A novice fossil collector's find in a remote Montana badlands more than a decade ago has emerged as a new kind of spectacularly horned dinosaur. Researchers at the Canadian Museum of Nature announced yesterday the bones represent a previously unknown species of dinosaur that lived 76 million years ago. Canadian Museum paleontologist Jordan Mallon says the animal known as Judith is closely related to the well-known Triceratops. Both had horned faces and elaborate head frills. Mallon says Judith was a plant eater, approximately 15 feet long and weighing up to 4 tons. He says the bones show evidence of an infection that left Judith hobbled and vulnerable to predators. Bree Zender has this report on the Montana Special Olympics Summer Games, which kicked off yesterday in Missoula.
This is the second year that the games have been held there.
You have to choose between life and what is expected of your expectations.
That's Austin Hurd, an athlete from Missoula.
You know, I have Williams Syndrome, and Williams Syndrome means to me is having a gift.
He loves to compete in the bowling event and was the MC for last year's opening ceremonies.
I had never spoken in front of that many people in my whole life. I made the crowd go wild, and I was so excited to see all the athletes and all the supporters.
The games have been held in Montana annually since 1970. Over 1,100 athletes participated this year. There's events for athletes as young as 8 to adults. Alan Kessler, the event's public relations manager, says the crowd is such an important part of the Special Olympics, especially to the athletes.
You will see, when you go to one of these events, you will see right away the reaction of athletes when they cross the finish line or when they're participating in their event and they have people cheering them on. It's a really emotional event. They react to it.
Volunteer slots are still available for the last day of the games. You can find a schedule of events at mtpr.org. Bree Zender, Montana Public Radio.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien. Thanks a lot for listening.